The Center for Local Government Advocacy has appealed to Parliament to extend the tenure of the current members of the various metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies. According to the Center, the tenure of the current members will expire on the 14th of next month, and due to the postponement of the elections scheduled for tomorrow, this will result in a vacuum. Executive Director of the Center, Dr. Vladimir Ichidanso, says the Center is extremely worried about the development, hence the need for Parliament to intervene. He also blamed the EC for being intransigent and stubborn. Dr. Ichidanso spoke to Bukli Nogo.
We of the Center for Local Governance Advocacy, we are worried because come 14th of March, all the MMDAs, the municipal assemblies and the district assemblies will be redundant. And like, there's no constitutional provision as to what to do. There is a lacuna there in the constitution. So it's a worrying situation. What do they do after 14th? Elections cannot be held before then. So we sent a paper out advocating that the parliament should look at it, make sure that they extend the term of office of the current assemblies to enable the EC to conduct for a smooth transition. Other than that, we're going to see more legal issues coming in. People can take any assembly to court for doing things that they are not mandated to do.
So this appeal to Parliament, have you officially communicated to them, or is that by means of a media release?
Well, it's a media release that we have put up. I think we're going to follow it up with an official kind of thing to Parliament. Obviously, when you want to talk to God, you talk to the wind, and that is what exactly we have done. We believe they are also aware of this constitutional kind of crisis, and therefore they should be also worried. They are the representatives of the people. It is the legislature. It is the one which can make or unmake laws and rules for the country. And I don't think they'll be happy if there is a lacuna that we wish to address.
Okay, you have spoken about the fact that the EC was intransigent and stubborn, and that has resulted in this current state of affairs. And based on that, people have also even gone further by calling for some serious action against the EC. Is it a position that you also want to support?
No, I wouldn't support such a position. As a human institution, they might be thinking they are doing the right thing until we shown to them by another institution, which is a check on them. So to go further and say we're going to sue the EC, I don't see that. I've heard individuals also saying the individuals who have spent money already and that can sue the EC. It doesn't happen in a democracy. I have no quarrel about those who can take the EC to court to show that they have gotten some damage as a result of what the EC has done. And that's the beauty of democracy. But I wouldn't go and say the state should take some action against the EC for being stubborn or being intransigent. It is in the power of every of our state institutions to believe in what they are doing until we prove to them that they are wrong. And that is what has been done.